You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
The music of the stars. Back we are on the Civic Media Radio Network. Mother's Day.
Four signs your dog sees you as their mom. One, they follow you everywhere. If your dog sticks to you like glue going from room to room, it means they feel safe with you, just like a puppy following their mom. Two, they bring you their toys. When your dog brings you their favorite toy, it's not just about play. It's their way of saying, I trust you, like a kid showing off their favorite thing. Before we get to the top two signs, tell us, what's the cutest thing your dog does to show love? 3. Eye contact and licking. Dogs don't usually stare at people, but if yours looks into your eyes and licks you a lot, it means they really love and trust you. 4. Sleeping next to you. If your dog chooses to sleep near you, it's a big deal. Sleeping is when they're most vulnerable, so staying close means they feel completely safe with you. 4 signs your dog sees you as their mom.
My feet were killing me, my dogs were barking. I must have fallen asleep where I was parking. And then I dreamed two dogs were talking. Take my word, it was the doggonest thing you ever heard. She said,
Mama will bark.
You look so lovely in the moonlight.
Yes, but Papa will bark.
Your eyes are shining like the starlight.
Yes, but Mama will bark.
Your lips are so inviting, darling. Give me one more kiss.
Mama will spank.
The night is young and you are here so near.
But Papa will spank.
Please let me whisper in your ear, my dear.
But Mama will spank.
This is the moment I have dreamed of, darling. Oh, what a bliss. I think that I shall never see a tree as lovely as thee.
Hot dog, woof.
Take me right home.
I wish the night would never end.
I know, but Papa will spank.
I'd like to be more than a friend.
I know, but Mama will bark.
You know I'm crazy about you, honey. Give me one more kiss. Give me a kiss.
I really have to go. My ma will worry.
Give me a kiss.
It's getting late. I really have to hurry. Well, just a teensy weensy little one, and then good night.
Give me your paw.
Something inside me says I really shouldn't.
Let me hold your paw.
If it was anybody else, I wouldn't.
Give me your paw.
The way you make me stay out late with you, it just ain't right.
I swear that I shall never see a canine lovely as thee.
Hot dog, woof.
Take me right home.
I wish the night would never end.
I know, but Papa will spank.
I'd like to be more than a friend.
I know, but Mama will bark.
You know I'm crazy about you, honey. Give me one more kiss.
Ah, so you're the air Dale that's been keeping me daughter out late every night, huh? Well, take that, and take that, and take that. Hey, hey, oh, 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 oh.
Frank Sinatra and Dagmar.
Mrs. T. Hello, Mother T. Yeah, your son asked me to pass along this wish. Yeah. Hey, Mama, what's happening? This your baby boy saying you better score a nice Mother's Day where you'll answer to me and ask no joke, okay? Okay, now do it. Okay, thank you, Mrs. T. That's the idea to be. See who's the next call, yes. I have to make here.
Certainly off to a nice start.
This just said the first one. It's always a little weak. It builds into the big ones coming up. Mrs. Nixon. Mrs. Nixon. Freddy says who? I know who it is. Yes, hello, Mrs. Nixon. I'm calling to wish you a happy Mother's Day on behalf of your son, Richard. Well, I appreciate you telling me this call is being taped. Yes. Thank you. All right. Only if you feel it. Don't think you have to do this to make me feel good. Just, if you think it's funny, applaud. If you don't, I have to do anything. Mel Tillis asked me to call his mother. Mrs. Tillis? Yeah, your son Mel asked me to call you with this message. Mrs. Tillis? Guess she hung up.
Mother of mine.
Any man who loves his mother is man enough for me. Brightening her hours, sending her flowers, though it's no anniversary. Many men want fame and fortune, it's gold they love to see. But I'd say a man who loves his mother is man enough for me.
Mother of mine.
Many men love dogs and kittens and pet them constantly. But show me a man who loves
his mother
as much as she wants to be. And I'll show you a man who is man enough for me.
Here's Barbara Streisand, the music of the star. John Lennon wrote this.
Mother, you had me, but I never had you. You didn't want me. So I just gotta tell you.
But I never let. because God needed someone to love the least and the little into a real whole people. He knew that to love is to suffer, so God made a mother. God said, I need someone to get up at midnight, scoop up the most fragile of humanity, close to her warmth, sing a lullaby to soothe so the whole house doesn't wake up, and rock until pieces come, though she can hardly stand. So God made a mother. I need somebody strong enough to open a pickle jar, yet gentle enough to tie a ponytail. Somebody who prizes refrigerator art, feeds the pets so they're not forgotten, works hard over a meal, feeds the family and friends with, holds her own appetite until everyone has had their full before she has hers. Turn a rainy sleepover into an indoor dance party, and the next day, through squinted eyes, says, come back real soon and mean it. So God made a mother.
Now the rest of the story. One cold, foggy morning in February, a London housewife named Sarah gave birth to her second child. Upon hearing the doctor announce, it's a girl, Sarah smiled and then lapsed into unconsciousness. When she awakened, the nurse was nearby. Was the baby healthy? Sarah asked. The answer was yes. How much did the baby weigh? Sarah wanted to know. The answer was 8.5 pounds. And was she beautiful? The nurse was silent. Suddenly anxious, Sarah asked if she could see her baby. The nurse said yes. Of course, but added that Sarah had better take some nourishment first. After gulping some broth, the nurse brought in her little girl. As the tiny bundle was placed in her arms, Sarah gasped. Inside the cashmere shawl was, well, the funniest looking little baby Sarah had ever seen. The infant had black hair, but some of it was in the wrong places. Her ears were covered with thick black fuzz squashed into the sides of her head. Her nose was tipped out of kilter, and her tiny face was so tightly scrunched, it seemed it might never unfold. Somehow, as only mothers can, Sarah blamed herself. Her own mother had told her, Sejand, if you want a beautiful baby, keep your mind full of beautiful thoughts. Asterisk, Sarah had done that during her first pregnancy and her first child. A boy named Howard, now 3, was almost too beautiful for words. His golden ringlets, long-lashed blue eyes, and cherubic face were the stuff of fairy tales. But this little girl, perhaps Sarah had been lazy, she thought, and hadn't filled her mind with enough beautiful thoughts this time around. All she could do now was protect her newborn from ridicule and pray her long black hair would grow only where it was supposed to. Yet even that prayer went unanswered. Before long, the hair on the infant's ears spread to her back and arms. Her scrunched up little face only grew funnier. Friends and family hardly helped matters. Over and over, Sarah winced to hear, Sejan, poor little girl. It's too bad she isn't the boy and Howard the girl. It was as though the baby knew. For more than 10 days after her birth, she kept her eyes tightly closed. And for a year thereafter, she refused to make a sound. But Sarah was determined. Regardless of the baby's appearance, she would never want for love.
Say, let those eyes
never a tear, baby of mine. If they knew, sweet little you, they'd end up loving you too. All those same people who scold you, what they'd give for the right to hold you from your head to your toes. You're not much, goodness knows. To me, cute as can be, baby of
Mancini. Next is Sarah Churchill with Lenny Hayden. Music of the Star.
With all baby kin. got the eyes of your mommy, got the smile of your daddy. Never knew anything could make us so happy. It's like playing house, games and dollies and Mickey Mouse. Oh, our life begins with all caroling.
Andrew Sisters.
Stars are the windows of heaven, where angels peep through. Up in the sky, they keep an eye on kids like me. Are the rain, but when we're good, they are smiling and they shine again. My mom says stars are the windows of heaven where angels peep through.
Objectivity in relation to Norman Lear, if I may. I, of course, left the show a year after Sally and Rob had left. And I had, like Norman, and his active part as well sort of took off from there. And I had decided we'd done everything we could, and there was time to go on or be buried. As far as casting is concerned,
this is Gene Stapleton.
Part. So that was my decision. And a year later, I was on tour in a play. I was in Florida. Call came from Bud Yorkin and then from Norman that his show called Archie Bunker's Place, which went on for 4 years, Carol chose that. They wanted to expand the stories, get him out of the bar where it was usually set, and have him date women. So they have a greater variety of scripts. And they were calling, I guess, to ascertain that I truly wasn't interested in returning, maybe. And did I mind? I said no to Bud. No, of course not. And then Norman called. And he said that they had been having meetings with CBS, and he was the last one to he could not say yes to allow Edith to die.
Let me ask you something. Do you think that the work I do here in the house, the cooking and the washing and the cleaning and the shopping, is worth a dollar a week?
About.
Well, I figured it all out. See, a dollar a week for 52 weeks, because there's 52 weeks in a year, comes to $52 a year.
Well, that's close, yeah.
And we've been married 30 years, right?
Yeah.
That's 10 threes. And 10 52s is $520. And three 520s comes to $1,560. Which you owe me. Let's make a deal. If you pay me right now $500, I'll let you keep the $1,060 that's left.
M is for the million things she gave me. O means only that she's growing old. T is for the tears were shed to save me. H is for her heart of purest gold. Is for her eyes with love light shining. R means right, and right she'll always be. Put them all together, they spell mother, a word that means the world. Mercy she possesses. O means that I owe her all I own. T is for her tender, sweet caresses. H is for her hands that made. Everything she's done to help me. R means real and regular, you see. Put them all together, they spell mother, a word that means the world to.
Love you, Mommy, my sweet, sweet Mommy. You make me happy when I am sad. I always have you inside my heart.
The sun shines west. I know where the sun shines best. Mammy, Mammy, my heartstrings are tangled around Alabama. I'm a coming. Sorry that I made you wait. I'm a coming. I hope and trust that I'm not late. Mammy, Mammy, I'd walk a million miles for one of your smiles, my Mammy. Ah, Mammy, Mammy, my little Mammy. The sun shines east, the sun shines west. I know where the sun shines best. It's on my mammy I'm talking about. Nobody else's. My little mammy. My heart's the rings are tangled around Alabama. Mammy, mammy, I'm coming. Oh, I hope I didn't make you wait. Mammy, mammy, I'm coming. Oh, God, I hope I'm not late. Mammy, don't you know me? It's your little baby. I'd walk a million miles for one of your smiles. My mammy.
She's the lovely voice that bids you good night.
Kisses your cheek, whispers sleep tight. Your mother and mine. Your mother and mine.
Oh yeah, I remember.
I don't remember yet. Tell me more.
Mothers work hard to make sure you have everything you need, and they're good to you, and they protect you, remember?
Then go back and grow up. But I'm warning you, once you're grown up, you can never come back. Never!
Peter, why are you so angry?
I'm not angry. I'll be in the other room.
Flint, Crookson, Noodler, come on. It's time to attack.
That song the Wendy girl is singing reminds me of me own mum.
Well, I want a mother, too.
You idiots! Come on!
Bubba?
That's from Peter Pan, 1954.
Wendy is absolutely right. I propose we leave for home at once.
We want to go.
Let us come too.
Please.
We want a mother.
Mom always liked you best.
Here we go. What do you
mean? My mom always liked my brother best, and she never liked me. Mom and...
Why do you keep telling me Mom always likes you best?
Because she...
Every time you get mad, you say, Mom always liked you best.
Oh, yeah? Well, Mom always liked you best.
You want to know?
You always picked on me. You and Mom, my mom and my brother get together and say, we don't like you. Because
Because Mom liked you best,
you know,
and she
why?
Never liked me.
Wait a minute. Do you know why she liked me best?
She... Oh.
Would you like to know why she liked me best? Sure she liked me best. Why not?
I never knew Mom liked you best. Your mom always used to pick on me. That's now I remember.
Yeah, now you remember.
Mom liked you best and she never liked me.
You want to know why?
Why?
Because I happen to be an only child. Touchy, touchy. Touché, touché. This just isn't your night, Tommy.
Your mom gave you a dog. My mom gave my brother a dog, and I didn't get to have a dog in more than
everybody had dogs.
I didn't have a dog. You got to have a dog in more than anything in the whole world. I wanted to have a dog of my own. I asked my mom, I said, Mom, I want to have a dog like my brother Dickie Smothers. You remember me. I'm Tommy Smothers. And I never got to have a dog, and you wouldn't let me play with your dog or anything. I remember when I was 10 years old, I said, if I could only have a dog. My brother had a dog, and I couldn't.
Crying,
I didn't get to play with your dog, and you would always tell Mom when I play with your dog. Hey, Tommy's playing with my dog. You remember Tommy, the kid you don't like so much? And I didn't get to play with a dog, and I didn't have a dog.
Hold it a minute. And before we go any further, you know you had your own pet already.
Crummy chicken.
Well, you wanted it.
It's no fun playing with a chicken. They don't bark good.
You wanted it. You
said, I didn't want that.
You wanted to sell the eggs.
It was a rooster. And every Saturday, my brother, all of his friends, they all get up their dogs and they get their bicycles. And I didn't have a bicycle either!
Hey, here's Dennis Day. 1943.
Sometimes in the hush of the evening hour, when shadows creep from the west, I think of the twilight songs you sang and the boy you loved. A wee little boy with tousled head that long, long ago was thine. I wonder if sometime you long for that boy. Only mother of mine. And now he has come to man's estate, grown stalwart in body and strong. You'd hardly know that he was a lad you loved with your slumber song. The years have altered the form and the life, but the heart is unchanged by time, and still his own.
Dennis Day, for my money, the best Irish tenor ever. It's a regular feature on the Jack Benny program. It's a Mother's Day program, and why not? We'll have a Father's Day program, too. More to come. We'll be on the air till high noon. The music of the stars. I want to welcome all the stations. Let's mention Hayward, Wisconsin, WBZH, 910 AM and 96.9 FM. Now, if I mention a term, what are you going to think of? If I say this, now listen. Drum and bugle corps, what are you going to think of? I bet I know you're thinking people marching around in single file playing You're in the Army Now, right? Come on, you had that as a moment. Well, at one time, that was a great activity. Well, it still kind of exists. They still call the groups drum and bugle corps, but they don't use bugles. Maybe playing on past glories, I don't know. There was a time in South Milwaukee where they had one of the most exciting competitions over a three-day period in the high school stadium. Well, the high school's gone now. They've saved the stadium. That stadium was built in 1936 with Works Progress Administration funds. It was WPA. The stadium is still there. So is that brick entrance, you South Milwaukeeans. But it was great for kids. You could get a kid off the street and give him a bugle or a drum. And before soon, he was a star. They'd put him in the first parade. Things are different now. Years ago, back in 61, I remember, on the north side of Milwaukee, in a neighborhood known as Metcalf Park, there was a church. The building is still there, National Register, but it's no longer used. The school is still there, too. The parish doesn't exist anymore. And the kids from the neighborhoods would come in, grab a bugle or a drum, and before you know it, they'd be in parades and competitions at places like South Milwaukee. There was a guy there, and yesterday they celebrated a birthday for George Mann Jr. He turned 100. A guy who gave countless hours, there are many like that. But I want to wish George Mann Jr. a happy birthday. At first, they were the kids, the sons and daughters of members of the Catholic War Veterans Post in Milwaukee. And yesterday, they celebrated George and his centennial. He changed a lot of lives for the better, and I'm sorry that the activity doesn't continue as it used to way back in those dear dead days of 1961. Those were the days, my friend. Any kid could walk in off the street and be somebody. Happy birthday, George. I'll tell you more in upcoming weeks. Yesterday, after leaving his birthday party in Germantown at the American Legion, I thought I would stop by the old South Milwaukee Stadium. Just for old time's sake, you know, it was still there on a beautiful sunny Saturday, totally empty. But you know, in the back of your mind, you can still hear. Took a few pictures, went on my way. Stand by for news. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Bing Crosby.
Once upon a time, there was a tavern where we used to raise a glass or two. Remember how we laughed away the hours. Think of all the great things we would do. Those were the days, my friend, we thought they'd never end. We'd sing and dance forever and a day. We'd live the life we'd choose. We'd fight and never lose. For we were young and sure to have our way. Just tonight I stood before the tavern. Nothing seemed the way it used to be. In the glass I saw a strange reflection. Was that lonely fella really me? Those were the days, my friend, we thought they'd never end. We'd sing and dance forever and a day. We'd live the life we'd choose. We'd fight and never lose. Those were the days, oh yes, those were the days. The door there came familiar laughter. I saw your face and heard you call my name. Oh, my friend, we're older but no wiser. 'Cause in our hearts the dreams are still the same. Those were the days, my friend, we thought they'd never end. We'd sing and dance forever and a day. We'd live the life we'd choose. We'd fight and never lose. Those were the days, oh yes, those were the days. We lost our starry notion on the way. If by chance I see you in a tavern, we'll smile at one another and we'll say, those were the days, my friend, we thought they'd never end. We'd sing and dance forever and a day. We'd live the life we'd choose. We'd fight and never lose. Those were the days, oh yes, those were the days.
Now stand by for news on the CBS Radio Network. This is the music of the stars for Mother's Day. Got a few tricks up our sleeve. A few songs you never heard. A few songs you heard and forgot. Or did you?
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.